Good evening, good evening, saints of God. Welcome to Versus Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. We've been saying it so long, for 30-something years. I keep saying change, when it is where the word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. God will change our lives, and he has when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Today is January the 7th, 2026. We welcome you to our daily bread. This is Wednesday evening, January the 7th. And I am so glad that I tell the Lord, this is so good, Father, to be among the living. Since December 21st of last year, we started coming against this symptoms on our bodies, Pastor Jesse first, and then 3-4 days later, it hit me. And boy, I'll tell you what, it seemed like I was out for 3 days. I slept. I didn't know if I was alive or dead or what, but I did not get out of my room for 3 days. Didn't even eat anything, drank anything. All I did was sleep. And finally, I called the doctor and told him that we weren't able to go to have an appointment with him because we couldn't get out of bed. So he prescribed some antibiotics for Pastor Jesse and me. And he said that it was bronchitis. So we took 5 days of antibiotics, but he didn't give us any cough medicine, and it was so bad, the cough, it was horrible. Our lungs were so sore, we couldn't sleep. Finally, we went, and I called, and I asked him if he could please give us some cough medicine with codeine that would help the cough go. And so he ended up giving us a second round of antibiotics. Praise the Lord. We're back among the living, healed in Jesus' name, recovering. And don't you know that in 2026, there's nothing Jesus can't fix. In 2026, there's nothing Jesus can't fix. He already fixed us. He already healed us. So we walk in the divine healing of God. Even though the manifestation took more than 2.5 weeks, God is faithful. Jesus is our healer. Without him, I'll tell you what, we're nothing. The breath and the life that God gives us is his very own breath and life. And we are his precious children. He loves us so much that he sacrificed his own Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, the excessive life of God. And every breath that we take is the breath of God. And it's this breath and his life that keeps us alive. And so I thank you, Father. Thank you for healing everyone, Father. At the sound of my voice, they have gone through so much last year, but this is a new year, and there's nothing you can't fix, Father. You already fixed everything for us. All we have to do is believe in you, Father, and stay hooked up with you, never let go of you. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. And Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we are in Christ, and the fullness of the Godhead is in us. He takes so great care of us. He loved us while we were yet sinners, but thank God we're in the family of God, and I thank you, Father. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for your precious people, Father. They come to the oasis, to the rivers of life that are overflowing in their life, Father, and in their bodies, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, to the filling station, the boot camp. Oh, and how we love you, Father, how we bless you, how we honor you. We magnify your precious holy name. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever because you are the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides and lives in us forever. And we don't want our life without you. There's no life apart from you. And I thank you, Father, that the greatest flow that you have is the flow of love. And that's why as children of God, we flow in God's flow of love. That is the only flow for us as children of God, that we walk in love, and that is the highest flow there is in our life, and that is the flow of God's love in us. And so, Father, we thank you that we live in a higher realm of God's flow for our lives, Father, and we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, Father. Thank you that we're not without anything. You never leave us nor forsake us. You're always with us. You live in us. You abide in us. The great Holy Spirit, the great companion, my companion for the journey. And I thank you, God, that God's power is in this very room. And it's in me and it's in you and it's flowing in your body now. And it heals you. It heals you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We thank you that healing belongs to us. We receive God's healing through his Son, Jesus Christ, that he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. And if we were, we are. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That without you, Father, we don't have no life. Apart from you, there is no life. No life in us. And so, Father, today we're just going to be speaking on Faithful Devotions by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, Faithful. And this is called Inside Out. 1 Corinthians 9:27. 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. And isn't that true? We can preach a good message, but it's out of obedience. And we do what God says. That's when we get results. We're not only hearers, people. We're doers. And this year, we need to be doers more than we've ever been before. Because this year is a crucial year for us as children of God. 2026, there's nothing Jesus can't fix. A broken heart. Or if a loved one went home to be with Jesus, he can fix your heart. He can fix your broken heart. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be sick anymore or poor. God can do anything for us that we believe in. He already did everything for us. All we have to do is when we pray in the name of Jesus. And the Father hears us because we come in the name of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And aren't we glad that we're children of God? My life would be worthless. It wouldn't be anything worth living. And I don't want to live without Jesus. And neither do you. Because these are perilous times. These are times that we are going to be going through tribulations, calamity, destruction. But all those tribulations and calamity should not come near our dwelling, for we dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadows of the Almighty God. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. Amen. And when things come, try to oppose us, and they will, we live in this darkened world, we live in this earth. We live in this earth that the God of this world has blinded the minds of the people. He blinds their minds so they will not comprehend and they will not come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what, 2026, there's nothing Jesus can't fix. And he can break through the barriers of darkness that would try to come against someone's mind. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're the light of the earth. We're the salt of the earth. We come here and we do our assignment, our race. We run our race, our course with joy, knowing that we can take as many people to the kingdom of heaven and make it their home, because they see something different in us. They see Jesus. Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep my body under. I bring into subjection, lest that any means, when I preach to others, I myself be a castaway. As a Christian, let's learn to let the new man on the inside dominate our outward man. The outward man is not a new man. The body has not been born again. The body will keep on wanting to do things that it has always done. Can I hear an amen? Things that are wrong, yes, the flesh is no good. It's enmity against God. Paul's body did, and he was an apostle, the great apostle. This great apostle wouldn't have had to keep his body under if it were not wanting to do things that were wrong. So don't be surprised when your body wants to do the wrong things, but you don't let it. It may want to, but say, no, you're not going to do whatever you want, flesh. You're going to be dominated by the spirit, the inward man of the heart. My new spirit man that's been born again. My flesh is no good, and you're not going to make me do what God already delivered me from this body. We have the flesh to contend. Can I hear an amen? In this world, especially because the God of this world is the one that blinds the eyes and the ears and the minds of the people. The devil works through the flesh because the flesh wants to feel good. Because we experience trials and temptations, calamity, tribulation in the flesh, the devil tells Christians, you must not even be saved. Look what you're doing. Look how you're acting. Look how you're responding. Look how impatient you are. Look how angry you get so fast. And if you don't get your way, you get angry. If you were saved, you wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't act that way, right? Can I hear an amen? Satan will insinuate it's you who wants to do wrong. No, it's not that your new man doesn't want to do wrong. It's your flesh. The flesh has to be put under. And we put it under the subjection of the Word of God. Who wants to do wrong when really you, the man of the inside, the new man, doesn't want to do wrong? We don't want to do wrong. We want to do what God's will says. We want to walk in the light of the Word of God. We want to say, another day of living in the light of God's word and his authority and power and ability. Amen? We don't want to do wrong. No, because that displeases God. We are children of God and we want to walk in the light of what God's word says to us. Do you need to break a habit? Do you need to conquer an old temptation that keeps coming and sticking its head up, his ugly head? We can conquer it. Jesus already did it. He said in 2026, there's nothing Jesus can't fix. And he already conquered the devil. He already conquered temptation. He already conquered the sin and death. And that's what we need to stand as children of God and say, no, you don't, Satan. You ain't putting no sickness on me. You ain't telling me what to do. I'm not going to be dominated by you. I'm going to be dominated by the Spirit of the Lord that lives in me. And I'm going to walk in victory over the flesh. I'm not going to let my flesh have victory over me. No way, no how. That is not of God, and I don't want to participate in anything that is apart from God. We do what Paul did. We do what Paul did, and Paul says, I don't let my body rule me. As Paul said, we do as Paul said, I don't let my body rule me. I don't let my flesh rule me. I let my spirit man dominate my flesh. And my flesh is no good, and I'm not going to yield to it, and I'm going to say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Amen? You're not going to rule me, body. Who is I? Who is I? The real you? The inward man of the heart? The born-again spirit man that is in you? The real you and me? Is the man on the inside. Paul calls his body it. Paul called his body it. And he called himself the man on the inside. So we are the man on the inside, the woman on the inside. Paul said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Into the subjection to what? To the inward man of the heart, the real me, the real one that God created. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm the new man. I'm the new woman. I'm the new man on the inside. And God already healed me. He already gave me everything that I would ever need. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing damaged. In the name of Jesus, I keep my body under. I keep my body under. I don't let my body rule me. Believe me, if we do, the body will take you where you don't want to be and make you do things that you don't want to do, and I don't want to displease my Father God. I bring my body into subjection to me. I subject this body, and I tell it what to do. The Word of God tells me what to do with my body, and that goes to Romans 12:2 shows us that we live out of God's will when we change our thoughts to God's thoughts, and we change our words to God's word rather than living and talking like the world dictates or our body wants to dictate to us every day. The world will always pressure us to live sinfully. Our bodies will always pressure us to live sinfully. Our flesh, our bodies, amen, to live sinfully and selfishly. But for us to live the God kind of life, what God wants from us requires changing how we behave. Changing how we behave, how we react, how we respond. Amen? And that's the only way that our lives can be is transformed by what? By the renewing of our mind. How we talk, how we react, changing our thoughts to God's thoughts. We have the mind of Christ. And it says Romans 12:1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for this is our reasonable service. Romans 12:2. But be ye transformed. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. And the only thing that we can have our mind is renewed by the Word of God. That's the only way we're going to change, by renewing our mind. Amen. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. How do we renew our mind? By reading the Word every day. Get the Word, meditate on it. Don't let the Word of God depart from our eyes, from our mouth, and from our ears. And when we say it, the Word of God will come forth to deliver us from any temptation, any trial, any sickness, any disease, calamity, destruction, whatever, loneliness, oppression, mental health, whatever it is, we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides and lives in us forever. And I just want to say thank you so much for your prayers, all of you that kept Pastor Jesse and me and Andrew. After Jesse and Pastor Jesse and I were attacked, then Andrew was taking care of us. Then the enemy attacked his body. And so right now he's healed. He's getting rested up too. He is a great son. We love him. And we thank the Lord that he gave us Andrew to take care of us and to help us in the ministry. He is such a blessing to us that he does so much for us to take care of us. And he is a gift from God. And so I thank you, Father, for our son. Thank you that he helps us in the ministry. But he thank you for he helps us to do things around the house. And he keeps us in prayer. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for holding us up in your prayers and for loving us and for coming to the Daily Bread every Wednesday. We thank you so much. We love you and thank you that we are all hearers and we listen to the Word, but we're more than hearers, we're doers, aren't we? Can I hear an amen? We're not only hearers, we're doers. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word. How about you? Are you a doer? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We're a doer, and the doers get results. So, Father, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for healing our bodies from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Thank you, Father, that this year, 2026, there's nothing Jesus can't fix. There's nothing Jesus can't fix. And so we love you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't say thank you enough. We love you. We honor you. We worship you. We magnify you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that you love us while we were yet sinners. You came and rescued us from the hand of the enemy that tried to take us to hell. But now we are heaven bound. We know our Father God. And you said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We can have heaven on earth. You came to put heaven on earth inside of us. So Father, what heaven has, we can have too. And so we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We love you, we bless you, we honor you, worship you, worship you, worship you. In Jesus' name, we thank you once again, Lord, for the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides in us forever and ever. Amen. We're never alone. You never leave us nor forsake us. That's how much you love us. The fullness of Godhead is in us, and everything that we would need is in us already. You already supplied everything we would ever need. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless you. Good night, saints of God. Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.